Because of flu-like absentees approaching 25% for students and teachers system-wide, Mitchell School shut down on Friday. Maintenance crews spent the weekend disinfecting school buildings. And as of this morning, school officials say there has been a slight drop between 5% to 8% in the number of absentees. Associate Superintendent Rick Sperling says the numbers are still high, but not as bad as last Wednesday.
In any kind of decision-making scenario that we're in, we always place student safety as our top priority. But over the last 5 to 10 days, we have seen a tremendous spike in absences related to students and faculty. At first, we noticed it with our faculty last week. And as the last 5 or 6 days have gone by, we have seen a tremendous increase in absences with our students as well. And apparently, we're fighting 4 different viruses in our county at this time, from stomach to pneumonia to strep throat, and now we have confirmed cases of the flu.
Mitchell County health officials say there has been an increase of reported cases of flu at area hospitals and doctor's offices. If you have the flu, they advise you to stay home. You're contagious even before showing symptoms and for a 3 to 5 day period after the symptoms appear. To avoid the flu, keep your distance from people who have the flu, use a tissue when you cough or sneeze, and wash your hands often. Tow River Health District officials urge you to get a flu shot now. They say the number of people getting a flu shot is down about 50% when compared to this time last year. In an attempt to get more people vaccinated, the Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey County Health Departments have reduced the price of a flu shot from $27 to $15 for persons over the age of 18. For those aged 6 months to age 18, the flu vaccinations are free. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.